the Neutral Medical Report. And we're joined with Pam and Lumen Photon. Welcome back, Pam.
Thank you. Hi, Dr. Deagle. How are you today?
Oh, very good. Pam, I'd like you to describe your business history of Lumen Photon. How did you get involved with it, and how did you find out about pulse light therapy and what it does to the body, animals and people?
About 16, almost 17 years ago, we first encountered this therapy when it was being used with horses, and it was not yet approved for veterinary use, and we felt very, very strongly about the potential for healing and could see the opportunity for integrative work with the lights to help people, and so we formed our company, and we were actually the first human clinic that offered light therapy in the United States way back in 2001.
Wow.
Yeah. So we have a long history. We've kind of been on scene from the beginning, and it has the wonderful thing for us is that it continues to amaze and surprise us. We keep finding new potentials and new ways in which the tissue specific settings in particular help to target the light therapy directly into, the area that you are wanting to target with the light.
Let's go through that. Look at the different frequencies, the highest energy or the lower frequencies, setting number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The high frequencies 6 and 7 are anti-inflammatory. What tissues, and again, remember what Dr. Nogier discovered, it's almost like a FM television or radio station, that frequency modulation sets a frequency for a type of tissue. For example, frequency 3 is for neuroectoderm, meaning skin and brain. Now, frequency 4 is for mesoderm, which means internal organs. Frequency number 5 is for endocrine glands. Frequency 6 and 7 are basically anti-inflammatory, and a combination of frequencies like NICO and ICL setting is primarily for things like NICO, which is periodontal cavitations and so on, and we use it also for bone regeneration. I've been requesting over the past year or so the idea of maybe getting the engineers to do some, we call frequency playback, almost like a little playback device you can hook up and just kind of change the frequencies. And we've been kind of stuttering and starting on that, but I think it's the frequency settings now are so simple that most people can't miss it. For example, if someone has an eye disorder, I tell them frequency number 7 is going to lower intraocular pressure, and frequency 3 will stimulate the retina to heal.
Right.
If you have insomnia, you can literally set it on frequency number 3, and it'll stimulate the parts of the brain and the reticular activating system that helps to put you to sleep. It's the opposite of what you'd think. You stimulate the cells in the nucleus gigantocellularis, and there's 3 different cell types, and you stimulate the calming neurons that actually calm your brain down, and frequency 3, if you just put it over your eyes or the occipital part of the back of your head for, say, 30 minutes, will put you to sleep. Interesting set of discovery, hey?
That really is. That's fascinating. I use setting 3 to actually reduce. I had worn the same contact prescription for over 20 years, and I started treating my eyes. I thought I was getting older, and I should be careful about macular degeneration, so I started doing just short treatments over the eyes, and actually, over the course of several years, completely was able to get off of the contacts. I didn't use anything now, and I see pretty well for somebody who's as old as I am.
That's funny. So now, can you tell us a little of the history of Dr. Nogier?
Well, he was an acupuncturist, and he mapped out, my understanding is he was the founder of the ear auricular acupuncture, and he was able to map out the body and the body response, and then he discovered the tissue-specific pulsation settings, which was pretty amazing. And the engineer that's way back at the beginning of uniting the light frequencies with the pulsation settings came across the work of Dr. Paul Nogier and was really inspired. And he's the one who put them together, put the infrared and red visible light together with the pulsation settings, and that's what kind of gave birth to this whole type of therapy.
Right. Now, I know that we've talked to the engineers on and off over the last year or so about frequency modulation. I call it epigenetic therapy. We're already doing that now with the Lumen Photon. It's actually right after nutraceuticals, even before mild hyperbaric oxygen, I recommend Lumen Photon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you an example of applications. They're going to go head to toe. If you're balding, you want to use a recidival hair tonic, and you want to use Gamma A+, which helps the hair follicles. And you want to take the trace minerals and minerals plus, which includes the zinc and copper. And you may add copper Regenimax to try to stimulate the hair follicles. And you need manganese for your hair color. So if you take Lumen Photon, put it over your scalp, usually on the settings, you're going to stimulate the area for the hair follicle, setting 3, your hair is going to grow back. Let's say we're talking about a brain injury. Let's say you've had a concussion. You have upregulation of inflammatory cytokines like peroxynitrate and hydroperoxy radical, or you've had stack vaccines and as a child and you have autism. You want to use a stimulatory setting, setting number 3. In fact, a child with ADD, setting 3 will actually calm their brain down. It's the opposite of what you'd think.
That's really very interesting. I know that with seizures, we've had some success with children treating them with setting number 7, which is the most sedative.
Well, setting 3-7 will reduce swelling, but if you're trying to stimulate the groups of cells that are, we call, postsynaptically inhibitory, so mm-hmm. I usually recommend both settings. For example, the eye, setting 7, if your IOP, intraocular pressure, is high. But what people should realize, the inflammatory changes at the limbus of the iris are the things in the ciliary mesh. There's a blockage there of the flow of the liquid hyaluronic acid polymer in your eyes that carries nutrients and oxygen to your tissues. It's not blood. It's hyaluronic acid polymer and various biomolecules that carry the nutrients to the eye tissues and take away the toxins because it has to be transparent. And hyaluronic acid polymer is transparent.
Mm-hmm,
it's not,
mm-hmm.
Blood isn't, which is kind of cool. It means the body has made a transparent vehicle to carry oxygen and nutrients to parts of the eye, and if there's partial blockage or intraocular pressure, we call it open-angle glaucoma, will occur. If we have people with, let's say, cavitations around their teeth, and they discover this, and this is a proven study, if you use a NICO setting, N-I-C-O setting, you can reverse that. Now, we all tell people also get a hydrofloss machine and put in Neutrodyne or Silver 100 and floss 4 times a day and use a CoQ10 ubiquinol and GastroHeal, which is incarnosine. They use a corn skewer and a CoQ10 ubiquinol, which is a water-soluble form, and you'll see reversal of the degeneration of your gums and cavitations. And then, of course, they use our bone generator, Micell D3, Myco D2, full vitamin K2, to reverse the bone. But the Lumen Photon speeds the process. You heal way faster, you heal more completely, you turn off inflammation, and you stimulate regeneration, like stem cells. So you, as soon as you put a lumen on the tissue, you do 3 things. Number one, you increase the electron density of the tissue, you make the tissue immediately more alkaline, and you oxygenate it, and you get rid of free radicals. So that's a lot of good stuff.
Yes.
Right. Now, if you put it over your kidneys, and this is an interesting study done at a university, and we talked about this earlier, you actually get a change in C-reactive protein, which also is parallel to what's called PI-1, or plasminogen activator inhibitor 1, which Dr. Sumi in Japan and Dr. Holsworth have developed an anatokinase to reduce blood viscosity. It's one of the primary markers of inflammatory reactions in blood vessels, and you get a drop in what we call the angiotensin-converting enzyme activation that is the body's response to perceived poor perfusion that causes hypertension. So, in other words, putting the lumen pads over the kidneys can help to treat your hypertension and improve tissue perfusion and reduce inflammatory cytokines in the blood vessel walls. That's pretty cool. And it wasn't just do it locally. It does it systemically over your whole body.
Right. Mm-hmm. That was one of the things that we were, you know, most surprised at early on because, of course, we could see the local effects pretty quickly, but it took us a while to really see how profoundly it impacts the body in a positive way, systemically and overall.
Yeah, what I've discovered in my research, which I'm presenting in December, is there's a part of the brain that actually is an infrared biophoton, what's called a quantum fuzzy logic, we call stochastic, you know, this is a fancy term for it, but I'll just say it. It creates a holographic infrared image of how to rebuild your organs. And
wow.
There's very basal nuclei in the base of the brain that are infrared stimulators. So when you put the aluminum pads over your head, you're not just affecting the local tissues, you're actually stimulating what's called a biophoton generator at the base of your brain that makes you still have, say, a liver and a kidneys. That's why when you take a liver and kidney out of somebody and you put it in a heart-lung bypass machine, it only is good a couple of days and then it starts to fall apart because it needs the biophotons from the brain to tell it to still be a liver or kidneys or an internal organ.
Right. That's an incredibly powerful link to have discovered, Dr. Deagle. That's wonderful.
Right. We've also discovered that aging is a song. I call it the DNA is the song of life. It is controlled epigenetically. DNA is a fixed thing, just like a program, like in a computer program. But the way it becomes life is biophotons dance with the DNA and change the conformation of proteins and turn on and off genes. And they do it through microRNAs and things called exosomes. And the way that they work is this. When you have an object on Earth, a living object, an animal, plant, an insect, the Schumann resonance of the Earth hits those electrons and bumps them to the outer orbitals, and it resonates through the antennae of DNA down to the telomeres, which are antennae, if you want to call it a broadcast little micro antenna. And if you have healthy telomeres that are long, and we use things like anti-age max and things to stimulate PGC1-alpha like Supernox and Nutritral, long-acting alpha-lipoic acid, if you got long telomeres, you create a good biophoton signal. That signal goes to ion channels in your cell membranes and determines which minerals come in, because the mineral content resonates at frequencies that change the protein conformation that turns on and off your genes. So the primary controller of your genes is minerals that the telomeres send a biophoton signal. So when you're putting a lumen pad on, you're actually increasing what's called the signal-to-noise ratio. Now, if you're an engineer, you understand that. It means you get more signal, so therefore you get more anti-inflammatory effect, more regeneration of good mitochondria and getting rid of old damaged ones, more autophagy, getting rid of old damaged cells and replacing them. That's why the FOXO2 gene is life extension. And so you're basically increasing the amount of biophotons coming out of your telomeres to your ion channels. Is that cool or what?
That is amazing.
Right. And that actually can be quantitated. I actually started measuring 20 years ago with a Keithley Enterprises microcurrent frequency analyzer used in the microchip industry. And instead of microchips emitted on people. And you can go to the acupoints, which are highly conductant points, and you can actually map out which joints have got rheumatoid arthritis, looking at the spectral frequency. So you can actually map right down to the individual joints and subjoints. Or if you find a primary tumor, you can actually find out where the secondaries are, even in the bone, by looking at the spectral pattern over the body. Is that cool or what?
Wow, yeah.
Now, nobody's done this before. What I'm doing is complementing research from Dr. Nesterov at the Nonlinear Institute there and Dr. Zhu in China that developed the QRMA machine.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've done is put together a comprehensive theory. Now, why this ties to bio-lumen photon, every tissue, whether it's a disease state or healthy state, requires a removal of dysfunctional circuits, we call resonant frequency circuits, or the replacement with healthy circuits and frequency patterns that promote the proper activation of genes to create structural proteins and enzymes to detox and to allow tissues to grow and maintain cell-to-cell contact so they don't turn into cancer where they turn on specific bad genes. So in other words, everything is dependent on, if you want to call it, frequency circuits, if you want to call it, or the fancy term for it is what's called phonon maser operons, where you get maze sound and infrared light that turns on and off genes and regulates based on the concentration of molecules in solution and the presence of ions and transport of specific biomolecules across the cell membrane under control of the DNA and the biophotons. So biophotons control the whole process. They're not a secondary issue like a hormone. They're the primary real, if you want to call, real time. And the way the cell membrane works, it works as a liquid crystal microprocessor. Is that cool or what? So the cell membrane of every little cell is literally a supercomputer. And it's a nonlinear supercomputer that the DNA and the epigenetic controls through microRNAs and so on actually are basically saying, hey, I'll give you a simple example, and you're a hair follicle. Hey, I'm a hair follicle. I like to have nice dark hair or red hair, brown hair, whatever. I need to have manganese ions. So if the DNA is still sending out a signal to transport manganese ions into the cell, the cell is still able to make the structural proteins to make the pigment that actually colors your hair dark. So when someone's hair goes gray, the biophoton signal from the DNA stops, and the ion channels don't transport manganese, and the pigment no longer is being produced as a structural protein in the hair.
Mm-hmm.
Is that interesting?
Yeah, it really is. Very.
In other words, if you put it over someone's hair, you may not notice if you're giving them the right nutrients, including manganese, you're in a transporter. For example, if someone's hypertensive, what mineral do you think regulates hypertension?
I often hear about magnesium being involved.
Well, magnesium counteracts calcium. It's a secondary one. The primary one is not magnesium, believe it or not, even though it's a counterion to calcium. It's molybdenum.
I did not know that.
And if you don't have molybdenum, you cannot tolerate high altitude. So if someone says they want to, you know, they're going to go climbing in a high mountain, I tell them, I said, you need to start topping up with molybdenum. And I'm working on new technologies of minerals. Besides our TRACS amino acetate minerals that we have in our nutraceuticals, which are far superior. I'm working on liposomal hydrogenated minerals that are in an alkaline state, and they're actively transported across the cell. So if you get somebody molybdenum, and you give them, say, BH4 biopterin, which is a BH4 biopterin support with bio-LVR, superfolate, pyrimethyl B12, and some ethyl, all of a sudden now you create tetrahydrobiopterin, but you need molybdenum. So whenever someone gets hypertensive, they have a functional molybdenum deficiency in their blood vessel walls, so they can't make nitric oxide synthase.
Wow.
Now, do you think the average doctor or cardiologist or internal medicine doctor knows this?
They sure don't.
Most people don't realize that you make most of your vitamin K2 in your gut. It isn't in your food. Your gut bacteria make it. So if you have a dysbiotic gut, you can't make vitamin K2. So the enamel on your teeth is going to fall apart because you've got a dysbiotic gut. And there's specific minerals you need in order to make vitamin K2. So if your gut bacteria don't have those minerals, you're not going to have nice shiny teeth. The enamel over time is going to wear down, especially if you have acid diet in your food. Interesting, hey?
Yeah, it is very interesting. I did not know about the K2 connection with the enamel of the teeth. That's very interesting.
Right. And you can actually do testing. For example, we can test for the presence of specific trace minerals with blood or organic metabolite testing. We can also do biophotonic testing with the QRMA or the bioplasm, and now the metapathia with Hunter, which is one step even more advanced and automated. The fact is that basically health and disease are based on we want to call it frequencies in the tissue. And what Lumen does is restore those frequencies. Now, it's permissive, which means if you don't present your body with the right nutraceuticals, once you've restored the frequency, it's still not going to heal. You have to have the right nutraceuticals in the tissue.
Mm-hmm.
Which, give an example, and this is a biblical example, I refer to it as the Sabbath rest. In fact, these minerals will be called Sabbath minerals. The Sabbath rest is probably one of the most important principles for health. Every society and every nation dies from the soil up. And the way they die is they kill the nanobacteria off and the fixing organism, agrobacterium, so that there's no organic materials in the soil, or they don't rotate the crops, so that they deplete specific minerals. And then if the minerals aren't present, there's no vitamins, food content, or color or taste in the food, and that is not going to promote or activate the ion channels to turn on and off genes to actually make your cells have the right structural proteins or enzymes. So what I do, for example, I used to use a product we had made for us from Washington State called C-Crop. Now I simply tell people to get our magnesium from MG12, put a small dilution in a little sprayer, and spray your rose bushes and your fruit trees and your plants. And what the plants do is they convert these ionic minerals from the ocean, from the Dead Sea, which has 14 minerals not present even in normal ocean water now, that are essential for life. And all of a sudden you'll see the rose bushes bloom. You'll see your fruit trees, they just go crazy. You'll see your vegetables have more color and taste and actual food value, because the mineral content determines the vitamin content.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, you could literally do, how can I put this now? When the sun bathes plants with a spectrum of light, infrared light actually amplifies the signal-to-noise ratio of plants. So it's not just the frequencies that convert magnesium to generate the photoactivation to create, the energy so a plant can create, structural proteins and carbohydrates. It's the infrared light that actually pumps the biophotons so the cells will absorb the minerals. Interesting, eh?
Yeah, it is very interesting.
So the body, the light body of a physical person is an infrared light body, far and near infrared light.
It's exciting.
It is. If you actually, someone who's an intuitive, or if you take a highly sensitive digital infrared camera, you can look at someone in their health or disease state, and you can determine their health or disease looking at the infrared digital camera picture of them, and you can see, oh, I know why you're all messed up. Because, and if you look at the spectrum of frequencies, you'd actually see the disease state which organ it's in.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners, or maybe some joint aid, or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know
turn to some really deep science. This is quantum physics. Dr. Crane, who worked with Linus Pauling, is down in San Diego for years. In the early 90s, he worked with Dr. Truat, and Truat did his PhD on looking at specific minerals and actually working out from the atomic weight what their harmonic resonant frequencies were in the infrared light spectra. And you came up with an exact frequency, like I think magnesium is like 33.47 hertz. Right? Mm-hmm. 337 is 3.47 hertz. So if you hit the right harmonic resonant frequency, then what resonance means is if you hit a structure, and this is, remember Nikola Tesla, he had a little earthquake machine, you've called it, and he worked in New Jersey, and he actually had a facility there, and if he attached it to a pillar of the building, it's the size of something he put in his pocket, And what it would do is it would hit, like a little hammer would hit a frequent, cause a frequency pulse. And then the device would actually pick up what the harmonic resonance was of that structure, let's say part of a structural building. And it would say, this pillar and things connected to it are hertz, let's say X. And what it would do, it would start pulsing at that exact frequency and build up what's called a giant wave. Now, the engineers in Scotland several hundred years ago discovered that when you're building bridges, you've got to march across the bridge out of step. Otherwise, if the soldiers are in step and they reach the harmonic resonance, you build up giant waves that will rip the rivets right out of the bridge and it'll fall. Isn't that interesting?
Yes, it is.
So you could actually, with this little device, over a period of hours, it would build up a giant wave that could rip a building apart to something the size that you can put in your pocket. Everything is resonance in the universe, including stars, galaxies. Everything is resonance and frequency. Even string theory that explains the polydimensional interfaces of various dimensions is all based on frequency. The pulsating activity of the star and nuclear fusion reactions, the activity of time-space waves and Higgs field that creates wormholes, everything is frequency. Even hyperdimensional physics, okay? Now, what we have to understand is, if we can get the right frequencies, and what I would like to do is simply have a little plug-in to the Lumen machine where we would just have a little player, maybe even off your phone. We'd have the frequencies there that we would plug in that you need to pulse the machine at, and it would simply play them. So what we're going to do is some investigation to find out if we don't need another K. I think it's called a K-10. You mentioned, Pamela.
I couldn't hear that part. Oh.
That we need some kind of other approval from the FDA to make sure that if it's just the same machine and the same lights and the same power, we're just pulsing at a different frequency. If that's okay, then it's a real simple thing to just have a little plug-in, make a minor change, and therefore you can play a specific frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's why this is important. It's called epigenetics. Everything in the body is based on frequency and circuits. And if you hit the right frequency range, which is these settings that are already on the machine, you have tremendous healing power. That's why right after Nutrimeds, the very first thing I recommend, even before hyperbaric oxygen, is Lumen Photon. So if you've got a rheumatoid arthritis in your knee, and I can set it up on setting number 6 or 7 for inflammation to turn off the cytokines and the free radicals. For example, if you've got osteoarthritis, and we drop the synovial fluid, you're going to see high amounts of specific inflammatory cytokines and nitroperoxy radical, which is the nitric oxide radical. And you start using Lumen Photon, and you take our nutraceuticals to turn off the inflammatory cytokines, and you get a synergistic effect that's much greater than the sum of each of them separately. So if you've got inflammatory bowel disease, you can slap the Lumen pad over your tummy and turn on the frequencies, and you take the right nutraceuticals, and your bowel calms down. And it does it pretty damn quick, too. You're talking about minutes, not hours or days or weeks.
Right.
So you know, I tell people, this is like your light bandage. Every home, every cottage, every houseboat should have a Lumen machine. Slap it on the part that you need to turn off the pain or heal. Even post-op rooms should all have them.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When we're counting to 10, we want to become inspired to know that the ultimate, if you want to call it epiphany, is the epiphany of that we are both an I and a we. The ultimate epiphany is that there's always solutions to problems that present themselves. And the first step in solutions always is grace. Grace to understand that we don't know the answers to all the solutions, but that we can, if we seek them, not only with honesty and wisdom, and ask the Most High God to inspire us, we're going to get answers. That's why when I put in the program, and although this segment here, this next half hour, is going to be considered open lines on wellness issues, and I'll start off with our wellness protocols that I've done recently, you can bring up any topic. You just have to tell the board op what your question is or statement, and try to be precise. In the background, are you still there, Pam?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, one of the things that I want people to understand is, although this is a radio program, it's a platform for me to get information out to physicians and to patients and to governments around the world, because healthcare is probably the number one issue that's going to strangle society. An interesting comment that happened After Glasnost and Perestroika, where the Soviet Union fell apart, and the Polish government decided, hey, well, we have more money now because we've got a more market economy. Let's see if we can get a smoking cessation program. And after the actuaries did their analysis, what do you think the conclusions were? The conclusion was really bizarre. It's like, we can't afford to extend the lifespan of Polish people 4.5 years by eliminating cigarettes because our system, our healthcare system, can't tolerate the extra expense of seniors living 4.5 years longer.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, if you think out there that your doctor is going to medicate you into a long and healthy future, and I like to refer to the terms as what I call the health span and the lifespan and the death span. You like those terms? I always like to use hyperbole and metaphor to try to explain principles because I'm not trying to change your mind. That's up to you. But I'm trying to change your perspective that what your doctor is doing is increasing your death span. So If you live to be 72, but your first 40 years of it is your lifespan, and the last 32 years is your death span, and you're accumulating more polypharmacy, more unnecessary procedures, and more suffering, more loss of function, you are, in a sense, prolonging your span at which you are, quote, slowly dying. Now, is that necessary? Of course not. It says in the Bible a promise that in that day, the day when, quote, the Lord comes back, that even though you die at 100, it shall be the years of a child. Right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, people will think this is bold, and even they'll make stupid accusations and say, Dr. Deagle, that's arrogant. You think you can do this? My theory, which I'm presenting this coming December in Las Vegas, which you're going to see the video on, I'm going to do an update probably before Labor Day, will change the nature of biology in all spheres, whether it's medicine, veterinary medicine, animal husbandry, plant biology, and even exobiology on distant planets and star systems, forever. And the reason is I'm standing on the shoulders of many giants, all the way from Nikola Tesla to Planck, to Dr. Nesterov, the Nonlinear Institute in Moscow, to Dr. Zhu in China, who worked at MIT. I'm standing on all their shoulders, but I'm also reaching higher. I can see more than the giants because I'm on their shoulders.
Wow.
Now, what you should understand is, and this is a statement that we need to start being optimistic. We don't have an optimistic society anymore. We have people that want to ensure that we don't have death panels. Why don't we call it what it is? When Obama brought in death panels, and I call it abomination care, death panels are postnatal abortion. Let's call it what it is. Polypharmacy by big drug companies, when they beat to death nutraceutical companies that provide nutraceuticals. For example, we have Nutriodine, which is, by the way, there's no competition. There's idiots that knock off things like Alex Jones that creates an iodine product which is far inferior and contains heavy metals. It's not monoatomic Tesla-activated iodine. It doesn't have the antipathogenic effect or the mitochondrial stimulatory effect to increase 5' deiodinase activity and reduce thyroid hormone or RT3 because of 5 deiodination. We have the only silver that's ionic silver that's patented worldwide, and they can't create a knockoff of it because if they do, they're going to get their butt suit off and in any country. We have the highest grade form of allicin in the world because we have a source in Germany that produces it, so it's less than half the cost, but it actually has 200 milligrams more per capsule of allicin. Even Peter Jostling's Superior Alamed and Alamax, which are prescribed by doctors under prescription in Australia, New Zealand, and Europe, and Great Britain. We want you to understand that when we look at technology like Lumen Photon, and we look at other technologies for epigenetic therapy, or we go all the way up to peptides, Dr. Kevinson's research at the Russian Academy of Sciences he's the head now of the European Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine in Europe. We can use peptides that alter your epigenetics to stimulate stem cells. We now have stem cell clinics that can take your stem cells and multiply them or create stem cell lines. We have now a vision of a future where within 5 to 20 years, that's all, we're going to reach what's called zero senescence, which means aging does not need to happen anymore.
Wow.
And that's a promise. If we don't get distracted and go into wars or economic chaos or stupidity, and if we start to realize we have to go beyond the business model of what medicine is, medicine's a big business. If you look at the number of dollars in U.S. medicine, just the United States, it's larger than the next four largest corporation types on the entire planet. Put together.
Yeah.
That's pretty darn obscene.
It really is.
The cancer industry in America is $220 billion. The average person with cancer generates $1.3 million to the healthcare system from, you know, the first diagnosis to end-stage chemo and embalming. $1.3
million. That's unbelievable.
So how can we solve this problem? Well, it's not looking at all the negative side. Just look at what is. And the first thing, question I ask, and I like to ask, I call, you know, health professionals when I consult them. And then let's say that we're dealing with a cardiologist. And the first question I'm going to ask them, because they may be in practice 20 years, they've done tons of cardiac casts. If they're an invasive heart surgeon, they're doing stents through a vascular, through a catheter up in the groin. Or if they're a bypass surgeon, they're actually splitting the chest open, popping the heart out, grabbing the blood vessels from the inside of the leg and slapping them on there like little hoses and sewing them in to jump over a plaque that's now completely blocking off an artery 95%, let's say, in their heart. Right?
Right.
The first thing I ask them is number one, what is hypertension? What is circulation? You know, we have the director looks back and they look at you know, the British anatomist 500 years ago that looked at the circulatory cycles of the heart. Ah, the heart pumps the blood out and pumps it back. Wrong. In fact, I've got cardiologists that are PhDs now. Most people don't realize these are published in their journals, but they don't read them. These other cardiologists, because they don't have the basic science to know it. What's called nonlinear fluid dynamic equations. Now, do you think that many of these cardiologists can read nonlinear fluid dynamic equations?
I'm pretty sure they can't.
I'm sure they can. Okay, but Dr. Deagle can. Now, when you look at them, and it's published by these own cardiologists with PhDs, you'll see that your heart pumps out about 25 to 30% of your blood, and that 70 to 30% of the blood is pumped by your blood vessels to the tissues, and not one drop of your blood is pumped by your heart back to itself. Not one drop. It's all your blood vessels, your capillary bed, your venules and veins, inferior vena cava, superior vena cava, etc. Did you know your lymphatic system is entirely peristaltic activity of the lymphatics that pump it? There's no heart. You don't have a heart for your lymphatics. It's entirely peristaltic waves, and every so many centimeters there's a valve, so the lymphatic fluid, the same waves in your veins and your leg, have backflow valve, flap valves, that actually prevents the fluid from flowing backwards once it's pumped forward by the peristaltic wave. Is that cool or what?
That is very cool.
So when you get varicose veins, you actually damage those little valve leaflets, and now you get a distended, rape-like, snake-like little vessel that pops up and looks ugly under your skin, so they try to either strip them or they hit them with a laser to zap them, so they literally get rid of those vessels, they say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the way to make your leg not look ugly is we'll just remove those veins. Now, the same thing goes for many other health conditions. A lot of people are said, they're told that they have a nerve root compression. I said, really? Okay. Tell me what test they did. They did an X-ray, or they did a CT scan. I said, did they do a CT myelogram to see if the radiomagnetic dye or the actual dye is against the nerve rootlet? Did they do an NCV nerve conduction study, which picks up about 42% of nerve compressions? We developed, and I did with this Dr. Jim Hedgecock in the late 90s, finishing in 2000, took his 1997 FDA-approved Axon 2 nerve pathology scan device, and it was able to add EMG to make it now completely objective. So I have the only objective technology in history that can map both A-delta and C-fibers to tell you if you have pain right down to the spinal nerve root or individual peripheral nerve. Okay?
Yes.
The only one. There's no other competition. And you can contact me through, we'll give you nervepathology.com or Axon 2 scanner. And we've trained doctors and physiatrists and neurosurgeons all across the country over the last 16 years to know how to do this test. And you can get the devices from here in Southern California from Jim Hedgecock. And you can do the test. Now, why is that important? It's because if you don't describe the right conditions around which you're dealing with, and you don't know what the field of it's like in mathematics, the corollaries and the rulemaking to explain what you're dealing with, how can you actually make a valid question as to how you're going to find a solution to the problem?
That's so true.
Right. Now, people say, well, that means you're just smart. I said, no. I said, I have 3 copies of the never rest gene. I can't deal with cognitive dissonance. And the real issue is when I would tutor, I would take kids that were in, you know, middle school or junior high or high school that were failing. And in a matter of weeks, I'd make them B and A students. And people said, what do you do, a brain transplant? I said, no, I did a I showed them how to use their brain, not just something to make sure their hair didn't fall in their eyes. I showed them how to start thinking about thinking. In fact, I have a bunch of exercises that I'll probably post up that I call brain exercise.
Oh, that'd be great.
That shows you how to actually give you an example of one that you can do with little kids. If you're looking across at a scene, you want to have them visualize and see everything that has a square in it. Or everything that is yellow. Just concentrate on all the stuff that's yellow in the scene. Or music. Just concentrate on a note, like in a tuning fork, and hear a middle C. And concentrate on a song where you only hear the middle C notes in that song.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how your brain will start to what's called parse the super concepts to sub concepts. And you can only learn if there's a harmonic resonant similarity between something you already knew and something you're going to acquire a new knowledge of.
Right.
And
the way
the brain, and this is how every tissue works, and that's why illness, in a sense, is a circuit. So if you get a scar and you're a little baby, let's say 6 months old, like my daughter Kelsey, that had heart surgery at 6 months and 2.5 years, her scar grows with her because the memory of that scar, that trauma, is recorded in her tissues.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the body's trying to heal it, too. So she had a pectus carinatum, which means the sternum, which was split, kind of peaked up like a tent. But over time, it flattened out, and the scar started to heal and heal, because the body says, I don't like the scar. I don't like my sternum sticking out like a chicken sternum. I'm going to flatten it, and I'm going to make that scar go away. And now it's amazing. You have to look and say, where is it? Well, the body does that. You've even seen people have plastic surgery, and they have what I call Elvin ears. And they'll have the surgery done to make them have an earlobe. And over the next number of months, their genetics is going to reattach the ear to the thing to make them look Elvin again. Okay? Now, why is that important? It's because you've got to look at the body holistically, the same way as Earth itself is a living organism. It has trees and oceans and sea life and animal and plant life, but there's a harmonic resonance to everything. And there's a harmonic resonance also to every living thing. For example, we as human beings are both an I and a we, which is why I can, you know, pray and be a proxy for a testing on a QRMA machine or a bioplasm or metapathia, even if they're thousands of miles away. Their test results will come out of my machine. Now, people say that's not possible. I said, well, you don't understand the quantum physics or hyperdimensional physics of what reality is.
Yeah.
And you can validate it by doing conventional testing. So people say, well, how do you prove that? I said, well, you want to do an MRI scan, CT scan, PET scan, 23andMe gene tests, looking at your gene SNPs, and Prometheus analysis to show what they are. We can do all that. So you can be skeptical as you want. What you have to understand is that we're breaking the code of what life is. Now, why are we doing that? It's because it's time.
Yes.
It's time for human beings now to throw off the bands of war, economic chaos, division by race, and it's a time also for real lives going on, religion to go, and relationship to take over. Relationship with the Most High God and relationship with each other, because religion is a substitute for relationship. Ignorance is a substitute for knowing how to think about thinking. Various geopolitical systems are there because they're really confused as to the nature of the only system that works is God's system.
Right.
Which is why I tell people, you can't, there's no atheists in the intellectual foxholes. They're not.
Right.
Anybody who thinks the universe just happened or that human DNA just happened by random choice, you can actually work out the mathematics and you can take the universe to a power of something like 1 quadrillion exponential times the actual volume of the known universe, and you still couldn't produce one cell randomly in the entire universe. It would last for a matter of minutes and then disappear and never reproduce.
That's amazing.
It is. And you can prove it mathematically and say, well, then how could you have evolution? I said, everything is intelligent redesign, including the epigenetics. They discovered, for example, if you take a child and the child is born and has a tendency to diabetes, if you look into the diet of the parents and the grandparents, what you find is there's an epigenetic transfer of increased risk.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
It's very interesting, yes.
So why is this all important? Well, what we're doing is we're integrating advanced allopathic medicine, which there are some really good things, surgery and otherwise.
Right.
For example, if you, and I had used this example the other day, but it's a really good one. both this patient's doctor and orthopedic surgeon was going to do a knee replacement. So I started asking questions. And again, remember, you do not want to have Dr. Deagle on the other side if you're medical legally in a federal court, state court, or military court. You do not. I mean, if you want to see me on cross, it's like this is like being thrown headfirst into a wood chipper. It's not a pleasant thing, okay? And I don't need to be mean, but I'm just incisive. So I take out my intellectual scalpel and laser cutters, and I start saying, okay, did your doctor do an MRI arthrogram of your knee joint and the retropatellar space? Oh, no, he didn't. I said, oh, okay, get back to me when you get those results. And he did it. Oh, the knee was perfectly fine. All he had was some fibrillated cartilage behind his patella, which wasn't tracking correctly because he needed a dynamic knee brace and probably some minor surgery to clean up the crap in his knee and fix the tracking of his kneecap with a realignment of the ligaments. And that's it.
Wow.
No artificial knee. Amazing.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in. I put out this challenge, and again, my knowledge base is increasing, so the wellness protocols are always constantly being updated. But I want you to know there is no issue in health that I will not try to provide you at the latest, greatest solutions to your health. whether it's conventional allopathic therapies, herbal therapies, epigenetic therapies, hyperbaric oxygen, lumen photon, stem cell therapies, whatever is in their large grab bag of functional medicine to help you, and also provide you solutions in any other area, whether it's geopolitical, religious, financial, geological, climatic, whatever. I will provide you a solution or framework in any area on Earth instantly on air. Okay? That's a big challenge. And I have very few people that are actually say, nah, you can't do that. Test me. Test me. And the reason why I say test you is because God's going to show up through his people. That means you out there too. This is not just a calling to say, hey, I'm so great. I'm not. I am a 10th level maggot, but I'm an obedient one, and I'm a warthog for God because I've done lots of stupid things. But I want people to understand, if you start hearing and doing Shema, God takes the spiritual power hose and sprays off the garbage out of you and makes you a son or daughter of the Most High. And that's the only way our civilization is going to survive. It's not going to survive because we become transhuman, or because we get Obamacare or Hillary Care, or because we have trade partners with TPP and TTIP, or we have a few big shot doctors that figure out a new way to kill cancer with some new whiz-bang nanotechnology. No. It's going to be because we understand what cells are, what people are, what geopolitical systems, that religions of all forms is a lie, real lies going on if it's not giving us a closer relationship with the Most High and each other as Jesus taught. Among these two things hang all the commandments. That's what he said himself. So I want people to understand what I'm doing is I'm leading you into a bright new future where human beings can have a long lifespan, where if you die at 100, it'll be like the days of a child, where we don't need to have war and pestilence and pollution that's destroying our epigenetics, where we don't have smart meters and Wi-Fi networks frying our DNA non-thermally, where we don't have heavy metals from depleted uranium over 38 states in the United States, which we have, where we don't have toxic chemicals being called vaccines injected into us with adjuvants, thinking it's going to improve our health when it actually increases the chances of BOF or brain on fire. And if you have the gene SNPs, which happen more frequently in black and Hispanics, you have far more likelihood you're going to get a permanently activated glial cell production of peroxynitrate and hydroperoxy radical. And a good part of that therapy is returning the epigenetic frequencies that restore health, lumen photon and other epigenetic therapies. You need the right diagnosis of which nutraceuticals are going to work, and you have to readjust it. If it doesn't work, if your pressures don't come down, if we do tests of your peripheral circulation with, let's say, the EndoPad or Endothelix test, and you're still screwed up, you got to, you know, measure twice, cut once. You got to go back to the drawing board and find out. Don't just assume and say, well, he's so smart, he gave me these things, I'll never have a heart attack. Not. You got to go back to the drawing board and find out, did the parameters we want to change, change? That means if you're still eating garbage, if you're still stressed out, if you're still eating regular salt and not sea salt, if you're still not detoxifying, why do you assume if you take two or three things that I give, you're blessed and you'll never get sick? Okay? So, come back if you've been using NutriMeds, complain, reevaluate, readjust, etc., and always seek wisdom. We'll be back in a moment. Stay right there. Pam will get the next visit set up. And okay. We'll be joined in hour three with Tim Alexander coming up tomorrow. Harley Schlanger from Vienna. Mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy, much more. Coming up on Thursday regularly, Leo's Lion Zagami. And on Friday, my son Massey Deagle with analysis and Morrison and the firing line. We'll be back in a minute with hour three. Stay tuned.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.